with iron benches. That's where they put you when they pick you up drunk and let you go in the morning.
Yeah.
Now they just sort of put you in there, and it's a place with a toilet and a sink on top of it, and not too much else.
Not even
beds.
No, just metal benches.
Would this be grass?
Now there's another thing called the hole. You know about the hole?
Yeah.
The hole is a thing with padded walls. And right in the center, there's a hole in it about maybe 3 feet across with water circulating in it constantly. And if you mess up or something, they throw you in the hole for a day or so. And
does it get you drunk and you throw up? Is that what you mean?
Oh, no. No, this is for an inmate.
Oh, what do you mean if he messes up?
Well, if he gets in a fight or if he...
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Breaks a rule. They put him in the hole for a day, and he can't do anything but just sit around, and the water keeps circulating, and he has to use the bathroom. He has to do that, and if he wants water, they have to bring him a cup of water, and it's just...
He's immersed in this hole?
Oh, no. It's just in the center of the floor. It's not a toilet. It's just a hole with water going around and around in it.
What's the floor? I don't understand.
That's like the bathroom there. You see, it's... If someone got very violent, they'd put him in here. The walls are padded. They have to keep him in there. Well, if he had an actual toilet, he could hurt himself.
Oh, I see. Or if he drowned himself?
Well, I guess if he sucked up through a straw or something, but they don't provide them. I mean, it's just a little shallow basin like this deep, maybe with just water circulating so he can throw up in it, he can piss in it, he can do what he wants in it, you know? But he can't hurt himself like he could if he had a commode type apparatus there. Well, that's what it's called in some places. Other places, I guess the hole would be a solitary or I don't know whether, I have no personal experience of these backwater places where it would be a hot box in the sun about 4x4, but that might be called the hole somewhere. The hole is the place you want to stay out of if you have to spend some time in jail.
Okay. What does a policeman carry for protection?
Carries a nightstick. Carries a can of mace.
What does he carry to shoot?
He carries a whatever type of gun or revolver he can afford. You see, they don't issue guns here. The police have to buy their own guns. And the gun is sort of a reflection of the policeman's self-image. I have seen policemen carrying stag-handled Colt 45s with long barrels, and they're generally laughed at by other policemen. You know, cowboy. They think they're cowboys.
Oh, I see.
But most policemen carry Smith & Wesson 38 snub noses. Detectives do if they carry them in a shoulder holster. No. They can be blue or they can be nickel if they're showy. The detectives in shoulder holsters carry the snub noses. And the cop on the beat carries one with a 4-inch barrel, usually a 38 special. Or if they really think they're a tough guy, they'll carry a 357 Magnum, which is a cannon.
And there's no restriction?
Well, there's a restriction on the type of ammunition they can put in. They can't put hollow points or hot shots, which is hot loads, which is a bullet that has a... more gunpowder in it than others, and it just goes off like a atomic bomb.
Oh.
Also, it could go through a brick wall, too, probably. But they all use revolvers. Like, I used to call them revolvers because they don't use automatics.
Okay. What do you call the thing in the revolver
now? Oh, that's a cylinder.
Is there another
one? Well, the chamber.
Maybe I'm not describing it correctly. It's something that, I think, you drop it into a gun.
Oh, now, that's in an automatic. That's a clip. That's where you feed it down and you push it up into the handle.
That's still not the word I want.